Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story?
Hello, Weirdsville. Hope everyone's doing well, and hope everybody out there is staying safe. And I know that the hurricane came through, or hopefully you guys are out of the harm's way. And I know that I've had a few friends that out there, they're out there, and they have experienced some of the rain and all of the fallout that happened there. Hope everybody's doing well. And I'm really excited because I get to spend the day with my co-host and best friend, Mr. Adam Beebe, the professor. I am your other co-host, Barry Johnston. I always forget to do that.
Hello, smiling sensei.
How are you, man?
I'm doing all right.
You get some of this hurricane?
Oh, yeah, we definitely did. We got the remnants of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been swirling around the past a few days, and, you know, it was really, like, just, I mean, it's obviously not as intense as it was when it was down, you know.
Yeah, south.
Down south where my mom and sister lived down on the
right.
coast.
Right.
But.
Did they get it?
I talked to my sister, and she had gotten a tornado warning, and they took off of school on that Friday.
Oh.
And just to be safe, but she said it was just a lot of rain, high winds, but not anything bad where she was.
Good.
So that was good. And she got a day off.
Cool. That's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine who's actually he's in North Carolina right now, Wilmington, and he's planning on moving. But they went out there for a couple of months just to kind of get the lay of the land and try to find a property. And he told me that they got a bit of rain, but it wasn't too crazy. But he did tell me about the tornado activity out there. So,
yeah,
man,
which is of course terrifying to people out on the coast. But yet, old hat for us.
Right, so. Absolutely. Not a big deal for us, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So hey, I want to tell you, we started watching the Penguin series, dude. Oh my gosh, it's amazing, dude. It's like, it's Colin Farrell that plays the Penguin, and I had no idea. And she's like, "Yeah, he's in this," and I'm like, "I could not tell that it was him."
Yeah.
But we just watched the first episode, and it's teed up to be a really quality series, man. His makeup artist is incredible, man.
Yeah.
So, did you see it? Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to it though. But I've been watching documentaries. There was a bunch of new documentaries that came out on Netflix. One of them was a series about Vince McMahon.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Had the guy, you know, Wharton.
Yeah.
Owner of the WWE wrestling thing, and all these various scandals that has been going happened.
Oh, 10 years. Yeah, the latest scandal that he got busted for is wild, man.
Almost
a P. Diddy type situation, man.
Yeah.
Which is another wild thing that's happening.
Yeah. And then I watched another one that was like Into the Fire or something like that. And it was about a woman who gave up. She got pregnant when she was 16. And
I saw this.
The daughter.
Yep.
And then she got a message.
The letter in the mail, right?
Like 30 years later, something like that, or maybe even longer. That the daughter had gone missing when she was 14.
Yep.
And the police had found a body in Michigan and they tracked her down through the adoption agency because they wanted to get a DNA test to see if it was a match.
Yeah.
And she had no idea that the daughter had run away or anything like that.
Right.
And that launched her, you know, investigating into the situation. And that was great.
That is a wild story, man.
Wild story.
Wild story. The adoptive parents ended up being involved, and I'm not going to give anything away, but like just the way that he went about things, the husband is wow. It's like it's twisty, it's turny. There were other people involved that ended up went missing, and he was also responsible for. But crazy story.
Spoiler alert there.
Yeah. crazy story, man.
It's a crazy story. Mary gave me a bunch of it, but it's definitely worth watching.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a lot more there, for sure. But, yeah, check it out for sure. It's amazing. I'm curious what we have on the docket today, because I'm not really sure about what we're doing.
Yeah, well, you know, so we've got two guests today, actually, and it's a couple of guys that we know pretty well.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, I feel tight with both of them. You know, we've known them, we've grown up with them, you know, pretty much all of our lives, and known forever. And just I like to think they're a couple of great guys, but you know, that's for anybody else to figure out. But today our guest is us. It's ourselves.
Oh, cool. Oh yeah. nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Great. So I'll start with you, Barry Johnston, the smiling sensei. What's your weird story?
My weird story is that you and I attended our 30-year reunion, or I might say you attended your 10-year reunion. I attended my 30-year reunion, even though we graduated at the same time.
Time's weird. Time's construct.
But, man, we had such a good time, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, those types of things are like, you're always curious about where people ended up and how people are doing. And, you know, I think you get a little bit nervous about, oh man, you know, you don't know what to expect. And, but you know, we've been planning this now for a couple of months because, our other, correspondent, Jeff Hubbard, our Bigfoot expert. He was our class president, so he's in charge of all this. And I actually didn't know whether or not I was going to make it originally, but then we started talking. You're like, I'm going to come, so I was like, okay, we'll do it. You know, and it just everything kind of worked out because my daughter's bridal shower was the next day, so we had to be up there. And yeah, it was great, man. I can't say enough about the people that we grew up with. They're just great human beings, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can thank my mom because she's the one who talked me into going.
Cool.
Because I was kind of thinking about it, but then I was like, I don't know. I just, you know, because I've got to fly in and I've got to take time off of work and I leave my girls, my kitty cats at home, which is, you know, sounds stupid, but it's, you know, you got pets, you know.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, she convinced me. And so I flew in on Thursday, and the reunion was on Friday. But, I flew in on Thursday, and I got there and I got to my hotel, and I got a rental car, you know, and then I went to my hotel, and my hotel was, less than to be desired.
Oh, okay.
It was a little on the shady side.
Gotcha. Where was it?
What
part of OKC was it?
It was off of Meridian and I-40.
Oh, okay.
So it was right off the highway. So, you know,
I've stayed there. I stayed there, man.
It used to be like a really nice brand name hotel.
Yep.
But it's not. Yep. It's fallen on some rougher times, it looks like. It looked like, you know, just a little run down, a little dirty, some shady people hanging around. Not to be, I shouldn't be casting judgment, but you know, this looks like
it's definitely all shady.
The type of hotel that you would see on the news about where they found, you know, like criminals or sex traffickers or, because it was right off the highway.
Oh, yeah.
So oh, yeah. I started getting kind of anxious about that. And I was already keyed up anxious, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
From the whole thing because you're just, you know, I haven't seen some of these, you know, I don't know who I'm going to be seeing at the reunion.
Right.
And, you know, and there's no real reason to be anxious, but it's just nerves, you know. But I was already, like, keyed up. That really pushed me over. I kind of had an anxiety attack. And I just, you know, ate, got some food, and then just, you know, locked myself into my hotel
room. Hunker down,
and hunkered down for the night, you know. And I even had, you know, some friends who are like, well, why don't you, if it's so bad, you know, just come over to stay in our place. I'm like, no, I gotta do this. I paid for this. I gotta do that. And I gotta figure out how to get out of this.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to do one night, you know? So
Anyway,
you know, the beds were clean. The showers were, I took a bath. Which I rarely do because, well, I don't have a tub at my current apartment, but, like, also, I'm kind of tall, you know?
Yeah, you're very tall.
And, like, so me sitting in the bath is, my back is on the back part of the bath, and the palms of my feet.
Yeah.
The soles of my feet are on the other end. There's, my legs are straight.
Right.
So, like, I can sit up fine, and then if I want to lay down in it, I've got to, like, bend my knees almost completely, over past a 45-degree angle to lay on my back.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm still, like, I'm not underwater.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a big dude, so I'm not underwater. Most, you know, half of me maybe is. But, yeah, so, but I still did it because I hadn't done it in forever, and I just wanted to. I thought that maybe I would find it relaxing.
Sure, pamper yourself a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, but it was just kind of like, it was just kind of, you know, this sitting in, you know, cooling water.
Right.
but whatever, you know. And then I got out and I read, a book, graphic novel for a while. Anyway, I survived the night.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I went and I grabbed our esteemed Bigfoot expert and voice of the listener, Mr. Jeff Hubbard, and we did goal number one, objective number one over all other things.
El Charro, of course.
Had lunch at El Charro, dude.
Fantastic.
And it was just, I cannot tell you people, I know, and it's, I'm sure, I hope people are laughing because it's so silly, but to me, it's just, it's like a ritual. I mean, it's like,
of course,
it's like soul food. Like it just makes my happy place.
Yep.
You know, it makes me just feel so good. In fact, I was going to write a review for Yelp or whatever, Google or whatever on there, you know, I'm just talking, you know, because I was just in such a great mood now because I survived the night before in the travel, and here I am at my Mecca.
Yeah.
You know, and I've had my number 11.
Yeah.
With not with con carne, but with cheese sauce, and then not with fries, rice and refried beans, but just all macaroni.
Yes, yes.
So I had it the proper way.
Yep, yep.
And Jeff had it, but he had the rice and
the
beans. See, he liked that. He's
the original,
dude. He scarfed his down faster than me.
Wow.
Yeah, and Jeff is not as big a dude as I am.
Yeah.
And he just like inhaled it.
Well, you like to take your time because there's really you got to savor it. Is there a better feeling than going and having a meal at a place that is like home? It's just like
it is absolutely that.
It's just like it brings all those things, all those memories and everything back, and there's nothing better than that, man.
Yeah, because you know we definitely have a big thing about smell and evokes memories.
Yeah,
really, you know.
Yep.
I don't have a good smeller because I've always had pretty bad allergies, but like just the taste that El Charro has that is different than other places.
Yep.
The way they do it, you know.
Once you find your spot, like, you know, how many Mexican places are there in Oklahoma? There's a ton. Oh, dude. Yeah. You know, but it's like it's finding your place because once you find your place, you know, all others will fall by the wayside.
Yeah. The same thing with like you know, with like a pizza place.
Absolutely.
You know, or like a burger place.
Absolutely.
You know? Or especially for the carnivores out there, like a barbecue place.
Absolutely,
you
man. Know,
you've got your place that makes the best of whatever for you. And it just so it happens that mine actually is the best place in the universe.
Of course.
but yeah, I was going to write a review, and then I looked, and I wrote a review the last time I was there 5 years ago, and my review was El Charro is my happy place.
So that's great. I'm sure so they're stoked to see that, man.
Oh, yeah. So we were filled. Our souls were renewed. We felt great. We were thirsty. And it's like, well, we should go down to Tom's Drug. If it's still there, because we, of course, when you're in Kingfisher, it's a small town.
Yeah. Back in the day, Tom's Drug was a place where usually in the summertime we would be out gallivanting in the streets and doing whatever we did, riding our bikes, skateboards, whatever, in the heat of the summer. And then Tom's Drug was the place to go to get refreshment.
Yeah. Tom's Drug had a soda fountain, and they still do,
right,
by the way.
Yeah.
But they had a soda fountain in there, and they have, you know, just they have regular sodas, but they also have fresh-made lemon, lime, and orange aids.
Amazing.
And their orange
aids. Amazing.
Just amazing. And Hub had never had one.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't even know that Tom's made drinks.
Wow.
Never been in there. And that just blows my mind.
Oh, that does.
You know, that's key. There's very little that we didn't explore, really, in Kingfisher
growing up. Yeah.
So we go in there, and I'm like, you don't have to get, you can get orangeade, you get limeade, but just, you know, for future reference, trust me, you know, the orangeade is just,
Bella. Yes, yes.
And he's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get orangeade. So we got orangeade. And he's like, oh my God. Basically, with the orangeade, it's simple syrup. It's a little bit of water, but it's mainly, it's simple syrup, which is the water in it, and it's fresh squeezed orange juice.
Yeah, amazing.
And like, so I got a 32 ounce. So they filled it up with ice. They put in a bunch of the simple sugar, and then she's started juicing. Basically, she put a coffee mug's full of fresh squeezed orange juice into mine.
Yeah.
And then she put about, Jeff got a large, medium or whatever, the next side down. And she put about 2/3 of a fresh coffee cup mug full of fresh orange juice. And they're just so good.
The best. You know, my treat there was lime ice. And they would take the ice. And then, if memory serves, it was the smaller ice. And they would juice lime over the ice. And then what you do is you take a little bit of salt. And you salt it a little bit, and you just eat it. And in the summer, man, that is one of the most refreshing drinks. And I'm a limeade person. I don't like cherry limeade. I like straight limeades. Brahms also makes a great fresh limeade. It's not, because most places you go, when they say limeade, like Sonic, say it, they have a good limeade, but it's more soda than it is the actual limes. You know, I like a limey limeade myself. So, and Tom's Drug. I mean, and they always had good food too. And I don't know, are they still doing food there?
I think so.
You know, it is like it's a harken back to the 50s and 60s of you know, that time when, like, you go into your drugstore and you get, you know, your soda jerk, you know,
that makes
your stuff, man. It's great.
Yeah. Tom's has been there forever, and my mom grew up in Kingfisher, and she grew up back in that time, and she would go there, and that's where, you know, that's where she would get, you know, that's how I knew, because my mom would take us when we were little. My dad would take us as well. And also Tom's had a spinner rack of comic books there. And that's one of the places that I fell in love with comic books.
So You know. I'm thinking of another restaurant. What was the place that was, it's where El Charro is now, kind of back though, by the railroad tracks. What was that place called, man? The Timber Lodge.
Yes.
It was like the fancier, you know, restaurant.
Yeah, it was fancy. Yeah, so it had the wood panel wall. It was like the 70s fancy.
It was,
You had wood panel walls. Yep. It seemed like it was always kind of dim and smoky inside.
Yep.
I think I only ever went there like maybe once or twice.
Yep, I remember.
Too fancy for us. It was a steak place.
And I remember shrimp cocktails being a thing there. And, that was the place, like... Yeah, we'd only went in there a few times, but it was like, I was like, oh, we're eating fine dining now, you know.
Yeah,
it's like, you could get a steak if you want, you know. It's like,
here's the thing about living in Oklahoma. All your meat, all your beef, all your steaks are good because they're fresh. They're from the area, you know. So it's just like you're paying somebody, you're really paying for the atmosphere in a place like
for sure. Del Rancho was another place that we had when we were little. The Del Rancho, which I think is an Oklahoma thing, isn't it? I think they're
I'm not sure. I think it was an Oklahoma thing, but I'm not sure exactly. But it wasn't. Del Rancho was a, kind of like a, you know, it was a drive-in kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, where you just fast food. Burgers and stuff, and chicken fried sandwiches or whatever.
Chicken fried steak sandwich was my favorite, dude. It was like, it'd come on the bun, it was just spilling over the bun, big piece of steak. So good, man.
Yeah, and then they closed down.
Yep.
And then, of course, the first El Charro opened there.
Yep.
And then El Charro became, you know, a known quantity within the universe, a singularity beyond just... a restaurant, and they moved across the street into a bigger place.
So absolutely. Yep.
And now it's like a morning cafe kind of thing.
Yep. So. And then we had Rogers Burger Shop.
Oh, Rogers was great.
Another staple in that town.
Fried burgers, which apparently it's not as universal as I would have thought.
You know, I was talking about that with my mom. Because we were talking about the reunion and stuff, and we were talking about the onion fried burger, and the onion fried burger came out of the remnants of the Great Depression, because people back then were trying to stretch their meat, and so they were like, "Hey, how about we just put a shitload of onions on this thing," and it became, you know. One of the first places to do it was Sid's in El Reno. I know they're one of the oldest, and that's been on like drive-ins and dives and a bunch of like Food Network shows. So good stuff. All
right. Well, after now you're still down in Texas doing your thing down there. Well, afterwards, I went with. Jeff and his lovely wife Noreen and their our daughter Hannah to the Cassidy, which is school that Noreen and now that their daughter goes to our daughter goes to we went to their high school homecoming
Oh wow, cool.
Football homecoming game. This, which is, you know, When we were growing up, Cassidy is a private school in Oklahoma City, so they were the hoity-toity kids. You know, yep. That's what we perceived them as.
Yeah, of course.
So it was really funny to go there, and I got the idea on the way there that I was just going to anytime that I was introduced to somebody, especially somebody like that was went to school with Noreen or they're friends with,
yeah,
I was going to tell them that we are now a thruple. So I started to tell people that, and everybody realized it was, you know, not necessarily true, but it was a great laugh, and because I just roll with it, you know, and very good. Jeff and I are very good about improvising,
yeah,
and off of each other,
yeah,
and rolling with it because we've done that so often since high school.
Yeah, really. You find a bit and you go with it.
Yeah. Yes, and to everything.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
you don't stop. You just keep going.
Yep.
And. We were talking to, there was a group of them that were Noreen's really good friends, and I'd said, we're now a thruple, and Noreen's like, you know, and so one of her friends laughed. She's like, oh yeah, what, you know, how's that going? And I was like, still early days, but you know,
I'm trying to figure it out.
Still early days, still kind of get everything together.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jeff like reaches around, he puts his arm around. He's like, it's brought us closer together. I said, yeah, you know, we've known each other forever, and it's like she's just she's that final bridge between us that we need.
Take it to the next level. You know,
so that was a lot of fun, and the Cassidy lost the game terribly, and Hannah had some little preteen tweenage drama going on.
Oh,
with
her. Yeah,
it's that all about it. It was so much fun.
It's that time, man. That's amazing. Yeah.
I've always teased Hannah that I'm her new mommy. That, you know, old mommy's going to be leaving and I'm going to be taking mommy's place. I'm new mommy. And, you know, and she plays along with, she's a pistol.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, how can she not be?
Yeah, yeah.
Her mother and father are both pistols.
So anyway, so next day is Saturday. And that is when we are having a reunion.
Yeah.
So, what were you doing? Tell me about your Saturday, dude.
My wife had a training in Dallas that she got done about 1:30. We left at 2. We literally went from here straight to the restaurant that we had our reunion in, which, by the way, I think is a great call to do it that way. That way, it's kind of laid back, you know, yeah. And you're not, like, forced to, like, you know, do a big, you know, a big thing, you know, that we didn't make a big deal out of it, which is great. So, we got there. I was worried. I'm not great with names. I'm pretty good with faces, like I kept looking at our thread on Facebook because that's how we did this thing. And I'm just kind of clicking on people just to see what they look like now, you know? So when I walk into this thing, I'm not a total idiot. Thank God we have the name tags too, but
yeah.
So we walk in and, you know, I'm just like, all that what goes away. Cause it's just like immediately like, oh my God, I know you. We grew up in a small town and we had 107 people in our graduating class. And we grew up literally, I would say, with at least probably 80 to 90% of our classmates.
Would say about 80%.
Yeah. Even preschool. I mean, we go way, 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 way back. And I tell you, man, what it does to me when I'm experiencing these types of things, I'm looking around at everybody and I'm just like, I love every one of these people. I treasure our history, and not a lot of, see, what I've learned over the years is that people that go to large schools don't necessarily have that. They, a lot of people don't get real close to people because mm-hmm. they're just, you know, they form their own cliques and stuff. But like a lot of times, like they just don't have that connection.
Yeah. Well, we even in our school, there were cliques.
Yeah.
But because you came up with everybody, you knew everybody even before there were cliques. And you would go through different friend groups from, you know, because you would have a school friend that, you know, you every year you would change and you wouldn't have class with necessarily with your best friends or the people that you knew from church or whatever. And so you made new friends each year, but you all played together pretty much at recess, you know, for the most part. But, you know, not even then, you know, because like you and I have obviously was well recorded and is documented, grew up together. We've been friends all of our lives.
Yep.
And we've been tight all of our lives. But like, you know, Jeff and I, who is Jeff is, you know, my other, you know, best friend.
Yeah.
I've got several best friends. You guys are you know, my oldest two right there. Cause, but Jeff and I didn't start hanging out really until high school.
Yeah.
But even though when we go back, we have all these really weird connections that we didn't realize. Like, oh, we were in the same class this year together. We discovered we're in the same kindergarten class. We didn't remember, but we both remembered this one kid who was only there that year.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, 30, 40 years ago, whatever, you know, we remembered that one kid that nobody else in our class remembered, but we didn't remember being in the same class.
I know.
And then, like, all these things, and, like, there are pictures of us from, like, the newspaper, you know, and we'd be both there in the same picture, like, next to each other. And we were just, it wasn't that we were unfriendly, it's just that we weren't friends. We didn't hang out all the time.
Right.
You know, because he didn't go to my church and he did go to, didn't live close to me, you know.
Right.
And, but, you know, we had all these weird connections, but, it's like that. You have all these different connections to people that you grew up with that you're like you said, you know, you realize like I have such a long history with these people and everybody. And it's like just so amazing. And one thing I hated is I tried to talk to everybody, man. But like we thought that we're going to be there like a couple of hours.
Yeah.
But we were there till like 11 or something, I think.
Yeah.
It started at 6. It seemed like, you know, maybe 10:30, 11. It was a long time.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to talk to everybody. I want to, I think we had 18 official people that in our grade that came to it, plus their significant others.
Yeah,
18, and you know, one of them left pretty early, but like there was only out of the 18, there was 5 guys.
Yeah,
and one of them left early, and the others were you and me and Jeff and our friend Dirk, who has been, you know, there's been stories told about him on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It also has another famous name. Used to have a very famous nickname that we're not allowed to call him anymore. Which your wife, I told your wife about that nickname. She's like, oh, am I calling that? I'm like, no. No. She's like, but I'm a girl. I'm like, no.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
But I was like, no. There's no.
Yeah, don't ever tell my wife anything that she can't do because she's going to do it.
I know. Instantly realized. I was like, oh, man. Because I spent a lot of time catching up with Nikki, which was great because I wanted to see her. And then, like, one of the things that was cool to me, and I'm pretty sure it's cool to you and it's cool to our buddy Jeff, is that your wife, Nikki, and Jeff's wife, Noreen, like, hit it off.
Yeah.
Like, they were best buddies forever.
I know. I know they're kind of the same type of person, which is wild. I felt like you, like, there just wasn't enough time, you know? And, like, I felt bad for my wife because I just kind of left her because I was just like, oh, my God, I got to talk to this person and this person and this person. And we wound up sort of toward the end before we left. We were at a table with some girls, and we were just sort of reminiscing, and we were talking about kind of the same thing. We're like, do you remember this person that was there for a couple of years and then left?
Yeah.
And then we got down to, I was like, do you guys remember your phone numbers?
Yeah.
So we go around the table, and I'm like, recite your phone number. Because the younger generation may not know this, but like back in the day, you had to know your phone number. You had to know other people's actual phone numbers. You didn't have a phone on you that you could just pull up and scroll through.
Yeah, you would remember your number. You would remember, you know,
a bunch of numbers.
Your friends' numbers and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and remember that you could call 375-TIME and get the time and temp.
Which I totally fucking forgot about.
And apparently it still works.
That's amazing. That is amazing, man.
I want to do that here live on the show. Yeah, you used to have to, you know, remember people's numbers. And I remember mine. I remember some other people's numbers. I remember yours.
Oh, when we were little. Yeah, yeah.
And
there was actually a time when we were really young that you didn't even have to dial the 375.
I don't remember that. Yeah. I don't remember that, but I also was not a big phone talker.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been about being a phone talker, which is why I celebrated whenever text became in fashion, because like, I can text.
God, I remember spending hours on the phone just talking to my girlfriends.
Time and weather update is brought to you by Pioneer Telephone Cooperative.
The time is 12:10 p.m. on September 28th. It is currently 77 degrees Fahrenheit with 45% relative humidity. Dew point at 54 degrees Fahrenheit. Heat index 77 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Wind is out of the north at 13 miles per hour.
Wow.
Barometric pressure at 30.03. Goodbye.
Holy shit.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot more info than we used to get.
Yeah.
It used to be the time.
Yep.
And the temp. Not even the date, man.
That is amazing. Oh my gosh.
That's awesome, dude. But yeah, and I also remember we were at that same table shortly before we started talking about numbers. You were telling all these girls, the prim and proper girls that we grew up with, about everybody's dad who had various collections of punk.
That's right. Oh yeah.
And our dear friend Nicole, who is just the most sweet and innocent of girls, was just, I didn't know do that. We're like, oh, well, Nicole, we all know that. But yeah,
we found those stashes. That was part of the
that's part of growing up
curriculum.
Toy,
yeah. Oh man, that's hilarious. You know, that was I had a friend, and I'm not going to out him here, but I had a friend. He was a neighbor of ours. He lived two houses down from me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And their parents got the first dish.
Yep.
And the dish was the size of a living room. The thing was huge, man.
Yeah.
But you could get, this is before, maybe it was around the time of cable. Maybe.
It was early cable days.
Dude,
it had to be early cable days, but it was still like satellite.
Yeah.
Days.
You could dial into some pornography, and once we found that out, it was like
Playboy Channel, dude.
It was all over.
Well, that was one of them, but that was
American Triple Ecstasy was one of the channels.
Being there once.
Yeah.
You know, whenever we were, we were able to dial it in.
Yeah.
For the Playboy.
Oh my God.
One time, I remember being over there when that was happening. which was difficult because, you know, they had both parents, and then there was the family of two boys and one girl.
Yeah, you had to have a lookout. You had to make sure the parents weren't going to come home.
Or you weren't going to get busted or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What a trip, dude. What a trip, man. But, yeah.
You know, one of the crazy things to me is that I didn't even get to talk to you that much.
I know.
But at the same time, we got there, we hugged, gave each other a big hug.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I talked a lot about the show. I talked about a lot what we've been doing.
Yep.
And then I was, you know, going to talk to you, but I talked to Barry every week.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I got
right.
my big hug. That's the thing. Yeah. I got to talk to Nikki. You know, yep. I want to talk to Nikki, but then I was talking to everybody else.
Yeah.
It was just like bouncing around and just
yeah.
like,
yeah.
you know. Chatting with everybody and yeah. catching up.
It was awesome, man. I know that people, I wish we had more people there. I know that there's people that are reluctant to go to these types of things for various reasons, but like, I feel like the 30-year mark, like, you're an adult. You've kind of gone through your shit for the most part. You kind of have a sense of who you are. And like, just being able to talk to people that are on that same, you know, trajectory yeah. is, I just always feel like my wife and I have talked about this a lot. I'm very, sentimental and mm-hmm. like, I like to remember mm-hmm. stories of my past because I think it gives me a sense of who I am
mm-hmm.
In a way. And like getting to do that and experience it with other people and remember these things that I forgot about or like
yeah.
I maybe never knew about somebody, which is kind of what we do here on the podcast. You know, we mm-hmm. you know, we bring people on that we may know, but we didn't know certain aspects of their life or whatever. It just, it puts things into context more. And like, you know, you see people in life and then they struggle and you see, you know, kids that you've grown up with and they've struggled, but they've turned their lives into something that is mm-hmm. miraculous and great. And it really is a wonderful thing, man. And I hope that the next time that we get more folks out, the 10-year reunion was pretty good. We had a really good turnout.
Oh, that was a blast. But that was also like, that was everybody just cutting loose.
Right.
In their yep. late 20s.
Yes, you know? Exactly. Right.
There's a few people who had been settled down.
Yeah.
You know, just like there was a couple of people who were here at a 33 and had grandchildren, which blew my mind.
I know, man. Isn't that crazy?
It is, but you know, they started their family early, you know. Right. That's all it is too. It makes sense, but it's still crazy to me.
Yeah.
But like, you do get that since you everybody I spoke to was just, you know, happy to hear. Everybody was happy to talk to everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody was happy to hear that, you know, you were alive and you were whatever you were doing that you're doing, you know, good. And
right.
And, you know, and it was great, man. You know, there was like I said, our 10th one was kind of, it was very much it was a blowout. It was very much an extension of high school, you know?
That's what I was going to say.
It was like, you know, like but this time it was like, you know, we're grown ups, you know. I didn't get right. to go to the 20th or the, what would that have been, 5-year for me?
yeah, right.
I didn't get to go to that one. But you know, like, yeah, we definitely were. It was. I don't know, man. It was really great. I I had a wonderful time. I had a wonderful time catching up with everybody.
Yeah.
I ate at. Oh yeah, we went to before the reunion. Jeff and Noreen and I. We went to El Charro, and we had about a 30-minute gap to get in there. Get our food and eat and then get to the, you know,
yeah.
to the reunion. And yeah. we did it.
Nice.
And,
did you see anybody there? Did anybody?
No.
Okay.
Surprisingly, because I usually run into people there, but no, I didn't see anybody.
I think that's my biggest hang up. It, for whatever reason, when I go back, I'm like, God, I really don't want to run into somebody yeah. right now.
Well, I think you probably, and maybe this has changed your perspective on having gone through their reunion maybe a little, but you know, sometimes you don't want to be caught up in the nostalgia. Sometimes you want to just
yeah.
eat yeah. Yeah. and get enjoy out. And yeah. get the hell out. But yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But
yeah, no, it was great. We had a great time. And
yeah, I had a crazy time getting back. I had several hours. I was delayed.
So you were supposed to leave and get home by in the morning, right?
No. I left in the early afternoon.
Oh, okay.
And I was supposed to get home in the evening, but I didn't get home to home till after midnight, which, if anybody noticed, there was a slight delay on the new episode from last week because I didn't get in time to load it up. So it came out Tuesday morning or something like that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, we've been rambling on quite a bit about this. You know, we could go on even further, but we did want to share with you all just a little bit of our you know, we both were very cautious about going to our reunion, but, you know, walked away with no regrets. It was fantastic fun.
Yeah.
It was great catching up to everybody. And I even heard some, you know, some stories that are, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get people to come on the podcast.
Yeah, if there's any classmates out there, get yeah, we would love to have you for sure.
Yeah, and you know, we there was even talk about doing a reunion that was like, you know, like the early part of the 90s or whatever reunion, because besides being so close with our class, we were also class with you know, like one or two grades above and one or two grades below.
Yep.
So you know, that's another small school benefit, but I mean, who knows what will become of that. But it was a blast, and I was glad that I get to see everybody, and I was glad I got to spend time with my besties from back home, and throw my arms around you. And you know, I wish we could have spent more time together, but
I know
and had El Charo, a blessed be meal. But you know, time is always a factor as you get older, especially just trying to make these things happen.
Yeah.
And you and I are fortunate enough, blessed enough to be we're able to see each other virtually every week.
Yeah.
And share the experiences with our usual normal guest and their wonderful stories.
Absolutely.
And do this podcast. So we appreciate everybody listening to this very self-indulgent episode. We just had a good time. We really wanted to share about it, and we hope that you liked it. And, you know, if you got any questions for us, you know, you can email us. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, all of that stuff. If you got a story, we're always looking to hear your stories. We love, you know, hearing stories from our old friends and from our new friends. So any kind of story, you know, we love them all. If you don't know for sure, just, you know, shoot me a message saying, hey, does this work? And give me like a two, you know, one or two or three sentence summary of it. You know, and then I'll be like, yeah, that would be good, or and which is most of the 99% of the time, and then others were like, well, you know, maybe or something. But either way, you can email us through our social media accounts or through you can go through our website, whatsyourweirdstory.com, or you can email us at wywspod@gmail.com. Yeah, it's we appreciate you tuning in and listening to our very nostalgic stroll down memory lane.
Absolutely, it's been fun.
Yeah. We've got a good one for you next week. We're returning back into our bread and butter. We are going back. We've got a return guest. One of our most requested return guests, Gloria.
Yeah.
And if you haven't listened to Gloria's episode, Gloria is the gray alien, and her that's in the human body. You have to go listen to that episode. But Gloria's back, and she's got a whole bunch of new, interesting stories.
Yeah.
Wild stories. They're amazing. Incredible stories. And Tilly, our special correspondent and master of list, sits in with us because she had a lot of questions for Gloria, and which is going to spawn another follow-up interview in the near future of questions. So if you've had a question for Gloria, or if you have one that comes from next week, you know, and I'll remind you again next week, you can write us in and we can add that to the stack of questions that Tilly's already forming.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, join us next week. We get back into the weirder side of What's Your Weird Story. I've been Adam Beebe. That's been Barry Johnston. We love you, Weirdsville. And don't forget to go and Vita El Charro. Until then, be safe.
Be weird. Hey, you know what we need?
What's that?
We need a new ad for our merch store.
Our merch store?
I've had a few people reach out to me and ask me, just how do we get What's Your Weird Story merch?
Huh. How do we get that What's Your Weird Story merch?
What's-your, spelled Y-E-R, dash, weird, dash, story, dot myspreadshop.com.
That's what's dash your, spelled Y-E-R dash weird dash story dot myspreadshop.com.
That's correct. Get in touch with us. Go buy some merch. We got some cool stuff.
Yeah, dude. And you know what? If any of our listeners out there has some really cool ideas or has some really cool What's Your Weird Story type art that they want to see on a t-shirt, get a hold of us. Maybe it'll happen.